Farmer Revolution, Blockade of Paris Announced as Farmers Reject Government's Concessions. By Kurt Zindelka on January 28, 2024. Calls for revolution are in the air of France once again as farmers have vowed to continue their tractor protests against the globalist green agenda with a planned blockade of Paris after rejecting concessions from the government. After a week of shutting down motorways across the country, forcing politicians of all stripes to come to meet them on their turf, the farmer uprising is set to descend upon the French capital as they were unimpressed by the compromises proposed by newly installed Prime Minister Gabriel Attal. With their demands not being met, farmers have decided to ramp up the pressure on the metropolitan liberal elites who vote for green agenda policies without feeling the consequences and allowing the rural population to suffer. What is being dubbed as the Siege of Paris, farmers are planning on shutting down at least 7 critical entry points to the city and have hinted at enacting a blockade of the Rungis market, the second largest wholesale food market in the world, which serves as the main hub for food deliveries into Paris. The idea is that there are no trucks that can serve the capital, to ensure that no product enters Paris, to make Parisians understand that they need farmers to live. I say to our friends in the capital region, it's going to be a long week, the head of the Young Farmers Union Maxime Bizard said per Le Figaro. France's Interior Ministry said it will deploy a large number of security forces around Paris. The planned blockade of Paris comes as farmers' groups have shot down a series of concessions offered up by Gabriel Attal, who became France's youngest prime minister after being installed in the post by President Emmanuel Macron earlier this month in an attempt to revive his fledgling government. The neophyte PM offered to scrap some planned tax hikes on agricultural diesel, reduce regulations and unnecessary paperwork, and introduce new subsidies for organic farming and for bovine medical bills. Attal also said that the government would oppose the planned free trade deal between the European Union and the South American Mercosur nations of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, which farmers fear will further undercut prices of French agriculture. Many of the 140 demands issued by the farmers were not addressed by Attal on Friday, with much of the green regulations being imposed on them by Brussels rather than Paris. However, the government of Emmanuel Macron has been a chief supporter of the green agenda at the EU, and therefore will have a difficult time trying to distance themselves from the implications of the climate alarmist regulations of the bloc. The head of the nation's largest farming union, FNSE, Arnaud Rousseau, immediately called for continued mobilization after Attal announced his plans, adding, "What was said this evening doesn't calm the anger, we need to go further." The failure to come to an agreement with the farmers has ramped up the political pressure on the government in Paris, with the leader of the center-right Les Républicains party, Éric Ciotti, calling for a revolution in how agriculture is done in France. "It was Mr. Macron and his friends who decided to increase agricultural fuel," Ciotti said. The Restoration of Nature law, which provides for agricultural decline, was supported in Brussels by Renaissance elected officials. Emmanuel Macron is an arsonist firefighter who started the fire himself. Ciotti called for a minimum salary for farmers of €1,500, for the government to remove crippling standards on farming and to put an end to free trade agreements which threaten agriculture. Trade has become a major issue for farmers across Europe over the past 2 years following the Russian invasion of Ukraine, after which Brussels decided to open up tariff-free agricultural imports into its market from the former Soviet state, flooding markets with cheaper produce and undercutting local farmers. Former presidential candidate and current leader of the National Rally, RN, in the French parliament, Marine Le Pen, blamed Macron's Europe for the current plight of the farmers, saying that the president's representatives at the European Parliament backed all of the free trade agreements. How can they now declare that they want to fight against unfair competition? The populist leader questioned while visiting farmers in Ratingham and Weps. "They've been in power for 7 years, how long are we supposed to act naive?" Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.